Well, hello, hello. Welcome to Live Dharma Sunday for July 1st, 2012. Koyu Kubose here. I'm very glad you joined us. And we're calling today from Bodega Bay, which is about an hour and a half north of San Francisco, and Bodega Bay, so it's right on the Pacific Ocean. It's a family reunion on Adrian's side, and every 2 years they get together. Now, to see, I have to report that with my own eyes, I can confirm that the Pacific Ocean is still there. And as usual, it's very foggy in the morning, which burns off in the day. And the dogs went swimming in the ocean. What a good experience for them, chasing sticks and getting rolled over by waves and so forth. And we had all kind of themes for each get-together. And the theme for this biannual one was generations. And, of course, the young people, they organize everything. And by young people, I mean the generation that's in their 40s and 50s. So we don't, my generation, we can sit back and, enjoy the program that they put together. Well, we have as our Dharma glimpse today, Michael Shinyo, who lives in Texas, and he's a Brightong lay minister.
My Dharma glimpse today is called Small Steps. Finding a day off, to-do list that needs attention, homework, bills, car problems, medical appointments, makeup drill, refinance house, and sewer problem. The upcoming coming in this week, and we need to get the house ready. Oh yeah, I need to do a Dharma class. Sometimes it seems there's too much on my plate. In addition to my regular homework, I just finished a course this week with the Todo Institute. The course was on taking action. The purpose was to pick a project and work on it throughout the month. I learned about a technique called Kaizen that is about taking small steps. The idea is that small steps bypass the brain's resistive response because small steps are not too scary. If you look at your big, overwhelming project as one big step, your brain triggers a fear response and makes it easy to just give up. With Kaizen, you start with a ridiculously small step and continue to make progress one small step at a time. Dr. Robert Maurer wrote a book that details this philosophy. It's called One Small Step Can Change Your Life, The Kaizen Way. I recommend this to anyone who has a giant project that is being neglected. This has helped me make progress in a project during the month-long course. The Taking Action course has given me momentum to keep going with a daily practice, as well as the next big step. Next month's Lay Minister Keep Going course on the Brahma Viharas came at just the right time and is a perfect continuation to establish my spiritual practice. Taking small steps is useful in other areas of life and small projects, too. While sitting one day next to a stream that runs through Palo Duro Canyon, my wife realized the inevitability of gradualness. There's a small creek that runs through it, and it's even sometimes dry. One can come back day after day and not see much change. But if each day was documented, you might see that the rock you looked at last month has shifted, causing a slight change in the water flow. This slight change now causes gradual erosion in a different part of the stream. I received a quote this morning in my email that I felt was related to this topic. Hasten slowly, and you shall soon arrive, by Neil Rasta. And I'll leave you with one more. The journey of 1,000 miles must begin with the first step. Miles 2. Thank you.
Well, well. Indeed, I was thinking about everything really is step by step. Well, as I was thinking about the message of the Dharma glimpse, we're always beginning. Whenever we think something's ending, well, yeah, but that means at the very same time, the next moment is beginning. And because of time, you know, there being time, I remember a definition of time was, that's so everything doesn't happen at the same time. That's why we have time. Each moment unfolds. This is, it's our mind that might say, oh, you know, a lot of things going on and getting stressed out. But we can only really do one thing at a time. You might be worrying about other things or switching back and forth real fast but we really go step by step in life. And perhaps this kind of awareness, if we take it and apply it to deeper levels in how we actually experience this in our daily activities, can give us kind of a calm center. And there's the old sayings, make haste slowly, where John Wooden, the legendary college basketball coach at UCLA, he would always tell his players, you know, go fast, slowly. And they always say that when players get experienced, the game slows down, you know, in all sports. When you're inexperienced, it seems like everything's happening fast. So when people say, the sports announcers or the coaches say, hey, you know, after so many, not the person's rookie season anymore, they say, hey, the game slowed down for him. And your mind is not racing anymore. The rebound comes off, you go get the rebound, and you're just moving smoothly. You're moving smoothly. You could see the laces on the ball or the lines on the ball as it comes into your hand. The game slows down, you know, moment by moment, rather than everything rushing. So this is what means by becoming accomplished, not a rookie in life anymore. Make things slow down, step by step. Well, I'll tell you, with this family reunion this weekend, generations was the theme. And they had different T-shirts for the different generations, different colored T-shirts. And the generation older than I am, they were wearing white, and there were only three of them. And, of course, we have our matriarch, Adrian's mother, Michi. She's 97 years old. They're wearing white T-shirts. And there were four or five of us that, myself, were wearing black T-shirts. And, of course, we have this. It's designed with a sort of a logo design on the front. Every year is different. Generations and numbers for the different generations. It's kind of a nice design for the T-shirt. And then the next generation was the blues. They had blue T-shirts. And then there was the red T-shirts. The young kids. And there's a two-year-old here. My golly, We went to the ocean, and everybody takes care of grandma or bacha in Japanese, and everybody takes care of Leah, who's only 2 years old, I think. A wave did knock her over. I had to scoop her up. For generations, we could see the two main Buddhist teachings: impermanence, interdependency. Impermanence means constant change, everything. So the generations are marching on, doesn't stop. Each moment, just as surely as each moment is step by step, each generation is step by step. And we have to appreciate that, really recognize the reality of that. And then, of course, we can't help but see the interdependency. Wow, you know, as we recall memories and reconnect and learn about each other, and how you can never look at one life and not see the influence of a lot of other lives. These are the two eyes that I use to play on words, and I say, since interdependency and impermanence both start with the letter I, I say, these are the two eyes that Buddhists look out at the world. And at family get-togethers like this, you could see with these two eyes. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Well, that's all for today's broadcast. But before signing off, I want to tell you, since it is 4th of July holiday time and American Dharma holidays, we try to incorporate the existing holidays that we celebrate and turn them into Dharma holidays too. It's a nice opportunity to think about not the message, but a message, a teaching that you could find on that theme of whatever holiday it is. So, of course, it's a no-brainer. For 4th of July, we're talking about freedom. We could talk about freedom for our country in 1776 and so forth. But spiritually, if we were to explore each of us individually, what is spiritual freedom? Or what does freedom mean for an individual existing in life? Sometimes we might talk about political freedom, or does freedom mean whatever you want? Are we really free? What is feeling of having choices? Spiritually, if you have a chance, when you're celebrating the 4th of July this year, think about freedom and whatever aspects you want, and apply it so that you learn something, that you could challenge yourself. You could go to a place mentally, explore a place that you haven't thought about before about freedom. So until next time, let's keep going step by step, and you have a beautiful 4th of July. Thank you.